You're listening to SBS News.
It's a social media platform characterised by dances, lip syncs and other viral videos. But despite bringing joy to many during the coronavirus pandemic, TikTok has recently become the subject of security concerns. India banned the app in June, and last week, United States President Donald Trump threatened to do the same over allegations its owner, Beijing-based company ByteDance, is feeding users' data to the Chinese Communist Party. ByteDance denies the Chinese government has been given access to its users' personal information, saying it stores its data in the US and Singapore. In response to Mr. Trump's threat, TikTok's US general manager Vanessa Pappas posted a video online thanking the millions of Americans who use the app for their support.
We're not planning on going anywhere. TikTok is a home for creators and artists to express themselves, their ideas, and connect with people across different backgrounds. And we are so proud of all the various communities that call TikTok their home.
But after a conversation with Microsoft's chief executive, Satya Nadella, Donald Trump's changed his stance. He now says he would approve Microsoft or another major US company buying the local operation of TikTok if it could reach an acquisition deal by the middle of next month.
Maybe a deal is going to be made. It's a great asset. It's a great asset, but it's not a great asset in the United States unless they have the approval of the United States. So it'll close down on September 15th unless Microsoft or somebody else is able to buy it.
He's also insisting the US Treasury should receive a share of the sale price, claiming TikTok's success is largely due to its popularity in the country.
I think it's very fair.
And you mentioned,
but we want no security problems with China. It's got to be an American company. It's got to be American security. It's got to be owned here. We don't want to have any problems with security, etc. And something could come out. I will tell you, there's a lot of excitement, not only by Microsoft, but by other companies in terms of buying it. So we'll see what happens. But we want, and we think we deserve to have a big percentage of that price coming to America, coming to the Treasury.
Paul Haskell-Dowland is Associate Dean for Computing and Security at Australia's Edith Cowan University. He says given Chinese-based companies are generally subject to a variety of executive orders from the government, concerns around the Communist Party's access to users' data are legitimate.
There is a risk, a very real risk, that a order could be given that data would have to be provided by ByteDance for the TikTok data set, either for individuals or for some other form of surveillance activity. Now, this is all allegation and rumour because there's no evidence or indication that this has actually happened. But a lot of people are still quite concerned that despite the data being held in non-Chinese locations, non-Chinese data centres, that a Chinese operated company, which clearly has access to that data, could be compelled to provide access to it.
But he says there could be other motivations behind the US government's interest in TikTok.
There could be an element of self-interest, and that this could well be an attempt by the Trump administration to divert attention away from other matters. So certainly domestically, they are suffering with the COVID-19 situation, and that's having a major impact on the political environment, and obviously is having massive financial implications. So raising big concerns over a platform that is not really well regarded by the more mature end of the voting spectrum may well be a safe bet for the Trump administration.
Microsoft says it will move quickly on acquisition talks with ByteDance, aiming to reach an agreement by the 15th of September deadline. The company's also signalled the deal could include the operations of TikTok in Canada, Australia and New Zealand. Associate Professor Haskell-Dowland says if the final deal does include Australia and New Zealand, it may raise further security concerns.
Whilst we might share a common intelligence overarching framework through the Five Eyes network, there are still plenty of people, particularly amongst the younger community, who will be uncomfortable with Microsoft running TikTok. They are very much a monopoly organisation. They are the sort of big brother of computing. And there may be concerns that the independence of ByteDance, despite the links to China, may have been preferable for some users compared to ownership by Microsoft and potential US government control, or at least access to data.
TikTok is due to give evidence at a Senate inquiry into the threat of foreign interference in Australia later this month. Amy Hall, SBS News.